Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 9, day 5 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Philippians 3, 17 through 21. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. And if you've been blessed by this podcast and you're interested in helping with production costs, we have a Patreon page where you can join in. Links are in the description and the show notes. With that, let's pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God. Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. We'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 17. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. I want to pause right there. Yesterday, we talked about just how important it is to surround ourselves with people that are encouraging us. We want to be people and we want to be around people that encourage us to live worthy of the sacrifice, worthy of the salvation that we've been given. We don't want to be with people and say, hey, it's okay. God understands your sin and it's cool. He's happy with you. We don't want to live like that. That's not what we want to encourage each other in. We want to encourage each other in sin's a big deal, but ask for forgiveness and hit delete. Forget what you've done once you've gone to the Lord in repentance and press on. Whatever you did yesterday, ask the Lord for forgiveness and move on. And today, do everything in your power to live worthy of the gospel, to live worthy of the salvation that we've been given. Paul's saying, I'm doing that. Follow my example and follow other people. Look to other people who are doing the same things. Surround yourself with them. Verse 18, for as I've often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. There are people out there that do not want us to attain to this. The enemy is really good at sowing discord into the life of the church. He actually seeds people. Most of the time, they are unaware that they are the tool of the enemy, but he seeds people into congregations, into the church that want us to understand, no, guys, sin, God's okay with your sin. It's not a big deal. It's okay. This is demonic teaching. It holds us back from what God has for us. And again, and there's people that even say, hey, you're just trying to, you know, be a Pharisee, or, you know, you're trying to teach the law to us and you're trying to teach us that we have to do good to get saved. I've heard this many times. People reject what Paul is saying in this chapter and say, well, you're just teaching the law. You're just being a Pharisee. You're being legalistic. And there's nothing legalistic. Nothing legalistic about understanding the magnitude of the salvation that we've been granted, that we've already attained, and wanting to live a life worthy of it. There is nothing legalistic about that. Legalism is when you feel like you have to live a life worthy to get to heaven, that you've got to do enough good things that Jesus will be like, yeah, you're good enough. You can come on in. That's legalism, where you have to work to earn your salvation. It's a completely different thing when you understand the salvation that you've been given and you realize nothing else makes sense except to live every ounce of my life working toward being worthy of that salvation. It's a completely different thing. And those that would come in, they're well-intentioned at times, but it's the enemy in their lips telling you, no, you don't have to do things for him. He's just cool with you. It's all right. You don't have to live for him. You're already saved. Don't worry about that kind of stuff. Don't listen to people that tell you you've got to be better, all that kind of stuff. It's out there. It's very prevalent in very seductive ways in our culture. That understanding, that teaching is very prevalent and very seductive. And Paul is in no uncertain terms saying that they are enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the cross. He said, they're heading for destruction. There are these godless voices within the church. I mean, definitely without the outside of the church, but most definitely they're inside the church, encouraging people not to worry about living a life worthy of what God has done for us. Verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Our citizenship is in heaven. We need to live. This is a statement that I've heard many times. People use it. They'll say, you know, that person is so heavenly minded, they're of no earthly good. And Paul is saying, actually, it's just the opposite. When you understand that your citizenship, your true citizenship is in heaven, when you understand that your reality exists in heaven, not here, it's the only thing that makes you of any earthly good. He says, these other people, their mind is set on earthly things. They are the ones who are of quote unquote earthly good. They are the ones doing the earthly teachings and being of some value here on earth in their minds. And he said, they're worthless. Their destiny is destruction. He said, but your citizenship is in heaven. When your mind is firmly planted in heaven, you are of the most earthly good. That is exactly what Paul is saying. You cannot be of earthly value, according to Paul here in this chapter, unless your mind is stuck on heavenly things. That's where our citizenship is. Unless you contemplate and think about the reality of your citizenship in heaven, unless you are striving to live worthy of the salvation that we've already attained, Paul's saying you are of no earthly good. And those are very harsh words. This is a very, very harsh contrast that Paul is doing here. I would venture to say that most teaching in the West in church, whether through malice or through good intent, I think most of the time it's through good intent, this lie of the enemy has so seeped in and the deception is so great within the church right now. I would say that a majority of the teaching is based on this first part here, is that our mind is set on earthly things. And our teaching, our understanding of Scripture comes from our minds being set on earthly things. It's been our destruction. It's been our downfall. It's why the church in the West has no power. Paul is saying, set your mind on your citizenship in heaven. Set your mind in heaven. Be so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly good to these people whose minds aren't earthly things. When our minds are set on heavenly things, that is when we are of the most earthly good. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.